We have just a couple of announcements this morning. The men's group is meeting tomorrow evening in the fellowship hall at 6:30. In a couple of Sundays, it's going to be rally day, and that's going to be fun because we're going to have a Sunday school with Bible trivia, and there's going to be donuts and juice and coffee, and then after worship, there's going to be a share a sandwich lunch. So plan on staying for all of that. You'll notice at the back page of the bulletin, we've been putting down there the worship attendance and the offering for the previous week. But each week, the offering goes up and down, up and down. And so each week, it's not a good reflection of the actual income that we are receiving from offerings. So if you want to know how much is being given, there's a monthly snapshot in the holly leaf. And that's much more helpful to look at. Also, if you're not receiving the holly leaf in your email, let me know and we'll make sure that you get signed up for that. We have a card this morning from Sadie, who became a member a couple of Sundays ago, and she writes, "Thank you for the warm welcome and the lovely gifts I received when I became a member of Holly Grove Lutheran Church. I will strive to be a faithful and worthy member of this congregation." You are already a faithful member, Sadie. We have a few birthdays this morning, and did I just see Boyd? Oh, see, when y'all move, I don't know where to look for you. This morning is Boyd and Janice's wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary. I did the math this week, but I've already forgotten. How many years have you been married? 60-some? 56. That's a good long time. That's a lot of for betters and a lot of for worses, right? So celebrating their birthday this week, Olivia Turner, Edwina Louie, and Gracie Ferguson. Boyd and Janice have their wedding anniversary today. And remembering their baptisms, Anna Lore and Sarah Grace Davis. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have several prayer shawls to bless this morning. This prayer shawl is for Amelia Bailey, who is one of Bobby and Jana's caregivers. She has had quite a few health concerns, and she has asked us to bless a prayer shawl for her. This is for a friend of Jody Hernandez, who has been diagnosed with cancer. She hasn't told all of her loved ones yet, so she doesn't want her name to be on here, but we pray for her. This one is for Debbie Foster, Gaynell's stepdaughter, her husband. So Debbie Foster, let me write her name on here. Her husband died on Friday, so we hold Debbie and the family in prayer. Where's the fourth one? Oh, it fell down. This prayer shawl is for Josephine Hedrick. This is Shauna Hedrick's mother. Say that again, April. I've already forgotten how this is all connected. So this is Shauna's husband's aunt. She died, and this is her mom. So this is the mother of the woman who died, who is Shauna's, yes. So we hold her in prayer as she has lost her daughter. And last but not least, this one is for Jody's friend. Okay, I think we've got it all straight, right, Debbie? Okay, let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us. And even if we forget how different folks are connected, you hold every single one of them in the palm of your hand and care for them and love them deeply. And so we lift up all four of these women this morning, asking you to be with them, to care for them, to comfort them, and to remind them in very tangible ways that you are with them and they are never alone. Bless these prayer shawls that as they feel the weight of them on their shoulders or on their laps, that they may feel the weight of the love and care for them we have here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. So we'll pass these around and invite you to lay hands on them and pray as well. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's peace, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With you.
And also
let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite students, all the children, teachers, and folks who work in schools to come forward to receive a blessing. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Anderson. In a little bit, they're going to offer a song for us in the offertory. I've already prayed for you guys this morning. Thank you for being willing to do that. All right. So some folks have already started school. I think Kate and Cameron have already started school. Calvin has. I know teachers have already been back for well over a week. But tomorrow, Davidson County Schools start. Oh, Sawyer, you went back like 2 weeks ago, right? You've been in school for a couple weeks? Hi, Kate and Cameron. I think this is yours. We'll let you hold on to that because we're going to put a backpack blessing on it. Oh, it's got some golf balls. What's on your backpack? A mermaid? That's beautiful. So school starts for some of you tomorrow. For some of you, it has already started. But every year at the beginning of the school year, we like to bless you for the year that lies ahead. And the reason we do that is we know that part of what God calls us to do and be are people who love God with our hearts, our bodies, and our minds. And part of how we love God with our minds is by learning, by asking questions, by being curious, by learning about other people, and by learning about the world around us. So I'm going to be praying for all of you this year as you love God with your minds. So we have backpack takes for all of you. I'll hand these to you, and maybe in a little bit, your parents or grandparents can help you put them on your backpacks. Oops, are we tangled up here? Sawyer, will you take a couple and pass them down? And will you take these and give them to Judy and Anna and April? These are to put on your backpacks or the bags that you take with you to school to remind you that God loves you and that your church family loves you and that we are praying for you. Can anybody read this for me? Tell me what this says. Okay, go get your backpack. It says, be loved, be kind, be you. And so this is to remind you that God created you special just the way you are. And so you be yourself at school and be proud of who you are. Be kind to others because we are children of God, but so is everybody else. And be loved because you are loved by God and your church. And we want you to remember that every single day, okay? So last year, when we blessed backpacks, our tag said, you matter. And we went around for every child and said that they matter to us. And Brantley watches that video online at least once a week, right, pal? And so I thought we could say, go around and say for each child what these backpack blessings say. So we'll say, Cameron, be loved, be kind, be you. Will you do that with me? Cameron, be loved, be kind, be you. Kate, be loved, be kind, be you. Sawyer, be loved, be kind, be you. Conrad, be loved, be kind, be you. Anderson, be loved, be kind, be you. Maddie, be loved, be kind, be you. Rosala, be loved, be kind, be you. Brantley, be loved, be kind, be you. And can we bless our teachers too? Judy, be loved, be kind, be you. Anna, be loved, be kind, be you. April, be loved, be kind, be you. All right, let us pray. God bless these backpacks and the children and youth who carry them as they begin yet another year of school. Give them peace when they feel nervous, focus when they feel distracted, energy when they feel tired. Open their minds to the lessons they will learn both in and outside of the classroom. Help them to make friends and be friends to people who need them. Guide them in making good choices as they grow in wisdom and maturity. Be ever present with them, God, in the classroom, on the school bus, on the playground, and at home. Amen. Will you pray with me for our teachers? Lord, bless those in the ministry of teaching future generations. As they embark on a new school year, grant them energy, passion, discipline, and endurance for their daily tasks. Keep them safe, O God. Infuse their classrooms with an atmosphere of care and mutual respect, that all their interactions will be bathed with patience and understanding. Help their lessons to grow students in both knowledge and character, and help us to support the work of these teachers as they build up our community and our future. Amen. And I just want to thank all of you who donated all of this school supplies, which will go to children at Davis Townsend. We live and our church is in a community with a lot of folks who struggle to meet their very basic needs. And so this will go for children who need these supplies so that they can learn and grow at school. Can we bless these supplies with a prayer too? Jesus, you tell us that when we do something for the least of these, we do it for you. Receive and bless these backpacks and school supplies, and bless the children that will use them. Let these physical gifts be symbols of the love and support we give to the children in our community. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you all so much, and as you go and start these first days and first weeks of school, we want you to know that you are very loved and that we are praying for each of you. All right, you may go to Children's Church with Jane this morning. And if you want to leave your backpacks over by the door, you can, and then take them back to your seats when you come back in.
The first lesson today is from the 10th chapter of Acts. On Peter's arrival in Caesarea, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, worshipped him. But Peter made him get up, saying, "Stand up, I am only a mortal." And as he talked with him, he went in and found that many had assembled. And he said to them, "You yourselves know that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with or to visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone profane or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. Now, may I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius replied, "4 days ago at this very hour, at 3:00, I was praying in my house when suddenly a man in dazzling clothes stood before me. He said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner by the sea. Therefore, I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. So now all of us here are here in the presence of God to listen to all that the Lord has commanded you to say.' Then Peter began to speak to them. 'I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Word of God, word of life.'" The second reading is from the 3rd chapter of Galatians. "In Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus." Word of God, word of life. Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house,
many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Months ago now, as I was preparing for this summer's sermon series on Holy Communion, one of the titles that I considered and almost chose was A Bigger Table. And if I'd gone with that title, both last week's and this week's sermons would have the subtitle, A Bigger Guest List. If you remember last week, we looked at how the guests at Jesus' table aren't just those of us here today at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. The guests at Jesus' table are the communion of saints, those who are currently living, those who have died, and those who are yet to come. All God's people from all over the world and from every generation gather at this table to feast on God's love. A bigger table, a bigger guest list. Well, today we're going to explore another dimension of the bigger guest list at God's table. A few months ago now, when I preached on the story in Acts about when the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized, I shared with you the lyrics to a song called A Bigger Table by Matt Marr. Actually, I'm going to put this song on Facebook later, so if you want to hear it in its entirety, I'll have the video link there. But the lyrics I shared with you that day, I want to share with you again today. Show me who is my neighbor, the Christ hidden in the beggar, because love doesn't meet a stranger. Love welcomes them into a house for the hungry, a well for the thirsty, where all saints come together, shoulder to shoulder. In all things, love is able. God has a bigger table. Where all saints come together, shoulder to shoulder. You see, at God's table, on God's guest list, all people are shoulder to shoulder. No one is in front of anyone, no one is behind anyone. In the lesson from Acts today, Peter proclaims the truth that God shows no partiality. The reading from Galatians fleshes that out just a little bit more, saying that in Christ there is no longer male or female, there is no longer Greek or Jew or Gentile, slave or free, for all are one in Christ Jesus. God shows no partiality. God doesn't love anyone more than God loves someone else. God loves every single person equally. I think we all know that's true on some level. We read the scriptures and we think, yeah, that's right. But it's a lot harder to live out because as humans, it's in our human nature to show partiality. We have a tendency to think the things that make us unique make us better than others, that maybe God loves us just a little bit, or maybe even a lot more, because we've bought into the lie that differences have to be better or worse. God does not think that way, and that's not at all what God's love looks like. Every single person that has ever lived and that will ever live is equally created in the image of God. And this shows us how incredibly diverse God is, if the diversity of people, all of them, are made equally in the image of God. God doesn't show partiality. Any distinction, any hierarchy that humans can create does not exist in God's love. God doesn't love white people more than any other skin color. God doesn't love Americans more than any other nationality. God doesn't love people with natural hair color more than people with blue or pink hair color. God does not love neurotypical people more than God loves people who are neurodivergent. God does not love straight people more than God loves people who are gay or bisexual or transgender. God does not love people who've never had a tattoo more than God loves people who are covered in tattoos. God doesn't love Republicans more than Democrats. God doesn't love middle and upper class people more than God loves those in poverty. God does not love those who speak English more than those who speak any other language, because God shows no partiality, none. And all, every single person is welcomed at God's table. God includes those that we don't want included. And the truth is, God always has. All throughout the Gospels, we hear story after story after story about how Jesus was known for who he included. In today's Gospel lesson, he was known not just for associating, but for eating with sinners and tax collectors. Jesus including the ones that others don't want to be included has always angered religious people, because Jesus ate with people who were different, who others thought he shouldn't eat with. But because God does not show partiality, God's love and God's table stand in direct contrast to the division and the hatred, the bigotry and prejudice and discrimination and violence that we see all over the news and in the world around us. None of that is from God or is of God. Because God's love does not divide, it unites. God's love does not discriminate in any way. God's love is not violent, it's peaceful. God's love does not have any distinctions, any conditions. Jesus has always welcomed, cared for, and loved people that others wouldn't dream of being associated with or accepting, let alone eating with. But God's love does not have any restrictions or any exceptions. Jesus, our brown-skinned Savior who was from the Middle East, who himself was a refugee, welcomed everyone into his presence, at his table, and into the kingdom of God. Jesus loved others without limits and without bounds, and that is how we are called to live as well. No one is loved by Jesus more than someone else for any reason, and no one is more welcomed at this table or has a better seat at this table than someone else for any reason. Because we are all one in Christ Jesus, and God shows no partiality. This is not our table, it's Jesus' table. We are not the hosts, we are the guests. And we take our place here, shoulder to shoulder, with everyone who comes. Shoulder to shoulder with all ages, with all races, with all nationalities, with all ethnicities, with all gender identities, with all political parties, with all sexual orientations, with all languages, with all occupations. We all come together, shoulder to shoulder. We come with the ones that we despise, we come with the ones that we love, we come with the ones that we approve of and the ones that we don't approve of. Because everyone, everyone has an equal place at God's table because they are loved without limits. The truth is that this table is different because God is different. This table is different because God's love is different. And in the waters of baptism, we become different. When we are baptized, we die to ourselves, our sinful selves, the selves that want to create hierarchy and exceptions. And God raises us to new life in Christ. And in that new life, we are called to love the Lord our God with all that we have and all that we are, and to love others as ourselves. No exceptions, no restrictions. May we humble ourselves to truthfully acknowledge the ways in which we try to place restrictions and exceptions on God's love and at God's table. May we repent for all the ways that we think we are better than others. May we not judge anyone for any reason. May we repent for the ways we exclude others. May we see that every single human being is created in the image of God just as much as we are. Sisters and brothers, may we, through our lives, show the world that not only is God's love different, but that God's table is different from this world. And may our lives look a little bit more like God's love and God's table, a table that is bigger than we could ever imagine. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Church, let us confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
One in the communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Holy God, you have the words of eternal life. Lead the church to put its trust in Jesus, the living word. Direct preachers, teachers, writers, and all the baptized in faithful speech and bold witness. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Creator God, we and all creation are sustained by your word. We pray for all who remind us of our interconnectedness with all living things. Prosper the work of conservation organizations, ELCA advocacy, and local climate justice advocates. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of wisdom, as our nation navigates another election cycle, guide our leaders to act justly for the sake of the world. Bring about fruitful conversation among your people and bring about change where you see fit. Sustain all who serve on juries in their deliberations. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of restoration, bring healing and wholeness to all who cry to you. Where pain is sharp, bring a sense of comfort and relief. Where grief runs deep, bring your tender mercy. Care for those on our hearts, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, John, Mary, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of new life, protect students and teachers for a new school year. Bring an end to school shootings and cycles of violence. Move us to do all that is necessary to ensure a safe future for our children. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of every generation, we remember with thanksgiving all who have completed their baptismal journeys. Strengthen us in our baptismal callings to serve you faithfully until our journey's end. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to move around a little bit and share the peace of Christ with one another.
About all them wars all over the place. You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution There ain't someone who will eat them. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And then this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keep saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. when the times had at last ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all of creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three-in-one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come.
Thank you. Thank you.
table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table. By your Holy Spirit, enlighten us to be your body in the world, that we may show Christ's love to all people. Amen.
The blessing of God, who provides for us, who feeds us, and who journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy.